All right, everybody. I think I cut that intro off a little bit there. Chris seems to have legged it. Arrived 5 minutes late. As usual.
Hi, fellas. Hi, guy.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, mate. You all right?
Yeah, good, thank you. Look, we're matching. Your hat and my jumper.
Oh, yeah, bit of peach.
Is his corduroy, though?
Mine isn't called Roy.
Can't be a bit of fun, Roy.
I hope everyone can hear us okay. Just let us know if you can in the chat. There's already a few hundred in, I think. Seem to be all right. I can hear you guys all right anyway. I'm sure you can hear me.
Yeah, all sounds fine.
Yeah, perfect.
Get me right, notebook up.
Let's start off. I thought I'd invite Guy on for a new guest live. It just gives it a different energy, Guy.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thanks for the invite.
It's no problem. You say you can only stay for an hour.
I'm in trouble.
Oh, you're in trouble. Yeah. It's weird, you know, because allegedly Dave came on, and then last week we asked if we called for him, see if he could play out, and apparently he
It's like kids asking each other to play out, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I was supposed to take her out for the day, and I spent the day working.
Bugger. Yeah.
Two podcasts so far, and yeah, we had a heated debate about it. why can't I switch off?
Yeah. Right.
Now that's the billion-dollar question. I'd like to know that.
We're all guilty of that, aren't we?
Yeah, we're all guilty of not switching off. Jesus, I went down a rabbit hole last week. Took all week away. I meant to be finishing off a chapter in my book. I thought I'd just tidy up Tony Blair's genealogy, and a whole week disappeared. I found some new information out, and I thought, do we include this in the book now? Because it's like a whole passage of genealogy that I didn't even envisage. I don't want to give the game away. It's interesting anyway.
I'd rather you said that than I was just finishing off Tony Blair.
Yeah, Tony, just finishing off Tony Blair.
That's what I said every day.
Yeah, one of many.
I tell you what, I've got a video I want to play. It should take us back to 2020, 2021. I'll play it now.
Yeah, go for it.
Don't smash your computers up.
I vaguely remember this.
The rhythm of life. Ah, yes. I can picture it now.
I've had mine.
I look fantastic.
Rhythm of life is a powerful beat. It's a tingle in your fingers and a tingle in your feet. Rhythm in the bedroom, rhythm in the street. It's the rhythm of life is a powerful beat.
To feel the rhythm of life.
To feel that powerful beat. To feel the tingle in your fingers. To feel the tingle in your.
Flip your wings and fly to daddy.
Just get a vaccination.
Yeah!
Every vaccine gives us hope, and two vaccinations are the best way to protect yourself and others. Join the millions and please play your part in getting us back to the rhythm of life.
Yeah. God, that was cheesy, wasn't it? That cheeser.
Yeah. I can hear Louie in the background.
Can you? Let me just get a drink of water. Sorry,
sounds like we're all of... How much effort did they put in?
I know.
Just looking back on... That's a pretty heavy-duty production from a... that will have cost tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands to produce, probably.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And it, and the number of people they got involved, because it was everywhere, wasn't it? They were getting what we refer to as celebrities in on the act, weren't they?
Yeah.
And I remember someone showing me a clip of EastEnders where they even had one of the characters on there arguing with another about the importance of going down to roll up their sleeve. And they thought of every single angle, didn't they?
Yeah. Your mic's a bit loud, Chris. It's a bit loud.
Music, theatre. That was theatre. That were aimed at theatre, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Just musicians, actors. Jim Broadbent as well. I used to quite like Jim Broadbent.
Remember this picture you drew, Chris?
Yeah. How do you feel, Guy, about like actors like that and so-called celebrities? Do you think they were just caught up in the fear like anyone else and thought they were helping, or do you think they're signed up?
I think they're signed up. Certainly that appears apparent the higher up you get, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean,
a lot of them allegedly have been replaced. I think you really do sell your soul. And I can imagine the opportunities open to somebody if they're looking for a title or an improved title. You know, if they do something in return, blah blah blah. But there may have been a number of people out there that really did think that they were being asked to help and truly believed that they were doing the right thing. But I don't know if I know I think differently perhaps to a lot of people. Like that's why we're talking now, because we see things differently to the majority. Maybe they genuinely thought that there was a problem, but I would personally think that I would want to know a damn sight more about it before I was telling people, especially those that put me where I was and made me famous, my fans and supporters, put them at risk in return for money.
Dare you be reasonable, Guy, and rational.
they're in a position of responsibility, aren't they, whether they like it or not?
Yeah,
you have to be very cautious about what you say, I think.
And it's true what they say. You don't have to be right or wrong. You just have to be popular. And people will then follow whatever you tell them. They'll believe whatever you say. You don't have to be telling the truth. You just have to have a big audience.
Yeah. I think going back to some of them people, it's not that I hold any blind hope or faith in them. I think that if they were running, say, an intelligence operation like Project Mockingbird, for instance, they wouldn't need to tell everybody. Because, as Chris texts Mickey out of my Yorkshire accent saying compartmentalised, they would have to make sure, because, and I'm sure some of them worked it out, but carried on with it, just like a doctor who realises a drug is harming his patients. Because if a doctor works in a local area and they have, say, I don't know, 10,000 patients, and they're giving them a certain drug and some of them people are not with us anymore very, very shortly after having it, you can't tell me an intelligent person wouldn't realise that and question themselves, but yet they carried on doing it and doing it and doing it and doing it and repeating it over and over again. So I think like a doctor, those people are probably bought into that system and they can't get out of it because the careers are ruined. I think Matt Letizia was saying that...
I was going to say that.
People jumped into his WhatsApp group who were very famous people and soon left.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't be involved.
Yeah. Yeah, you're quite right. Yeah. And we've seen what happens when you do.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, anybody that that digs too deeply or starts saying things can end up in all sorts of trouble or not even being here anymore.
Yes.
And we've seen that with inquiries, haven't we? But,
of course we have, yeah.
But I often wonder if that's what's really going on the whole Epstein, not the, you know, connections to cloning and so on, but the island, that were people going there for different reasons to what we've been told, and that actually now they've got so much video footage of them that they're now compromised and in a position where they can be used to do whatever you like. I mean, yeah. There could be someone who just went there innocently, saw what was going on and wanted to go, either ended up through perhaps force or by being sort of drugged or duped, doing something that was videoed and then used against them. And you don't know. But the thing now is that AI, you know, with AI, I mean, we know what we can do with AI.
Yeah.
What can they do? So they could quite easily send a leaked video footage of someone doing something, compromising, and that could go viral accidentally, and that person might never have actually been on the island at all.
Yeah.
Imagine a future where you can't trust any image, so people can get away with whatever they want, because no one will be able to be compromised.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Dark thought, isn't it?
Just a bit.
Excuse me.
Chris, yeah,
good drawing last week of Nigel Mirage and Emperor Ming.
Oh, that's good.
He just infuriated me when we watched that fight. That the, you know, these are his quotes for Howard. Excuse me. That he, yeah, no chance to leave Conservative. He'd rather die. Slagging off Farage and now the best buddies again.
You call Farage a racist.
It just proves they've got no principles, have they? They've got no.
I think with politics that it is two cheeks of the same arse,
yeah,
ultimately. And he now happens to be the sphincter.
The butt plug.
Yeah, he literally is, isn't he? He's making people who are bored of politics interested again by some of the, mad shit he comes out with.
But just like Trump did in America.
He's the Trump, isn't he?
Yes,
all in lockstep, all at the same time.
Instead, he's got orange teeth, not orange skin.
Yes. Yeah. No, you're right. Now you've said that. Yeah. That's exactly what's going on, isn't it?
He's the alternative. And you do find, even with evidence like this, that he was the jibby-jabby whatever, and imagine how it's screwing people's mind. Imagine how it's screwing people's mind. The people who think they're thinking alternative go for Mirage.
Yeah.
And then he joins up with him. I think it's on purpose to puddle people.
They're
making excuses for him. Oh, yeah, but it's just because he's good at whatever finance or he's good at this. You know, just like doing with Trump in America, it's the same thing, making excuses for him. Yeah, but isn't he going to invade Greenland in that elite? Yeah, but if he's doing it for the right reasons, because it's going to protect... You know,
because it's a data. Yeah, because he's going to build a massive data center.
I mean, we're not in American, and we're not in America. But how many excuses can they make for him to just keep going? You know, Israel, Greenland, what is it?
Venezuela.
Yeah. And Nigeria, bomb Nigeria,
Iran,
Project. What is it? What is it?
Yemen, bomb Yemen.
He brought the jibby jab in, then sold it off, then came back again. You know, but people still make excuses.
Warp speed, I think.
Warp speed, sorry, yeah, that's one. Yeah,
I've got some pictures of Mirage on at some point, but I just wanted to move on since we've only got an hour here. Dr. Shillery has been rushed to hospital. It turns out he wasn't having a terrifying heart attack. He'd had pneumonia and some other stuff going wrong with him. But what I found strange is that Lorraine's been off work as well with an illness recently. Both of them in 2020 were pushing, and 2021 were pushing everything, weren't they? Obviously.
Did they go ahead and have it? Do you think what?
Well, you would love to know, wouldn't you?
Yeah. As we spoke about before, though, again going back to what we started talking about earlier, they wouldn't include, I don't think, the lower echelons in the big plan. Some of them will have worked it out. but some of them will have had to have it, and they will have believed in the system as well. What did can you remember Kate Garraway, Chris, when apparently when Derek Dolly Draper collapsed at home, she didn't ring the hospital first.
She said
on LBT or whatever it's called with
LBC
James O'Brien LBC
Melting Face O'Brien.
Yeah. She said that she rang Shillery up.
It's what you do, isn't it, in a medical emergency? Ring a TV doctor up.
That's incredible, isn't it? That really is incredible. I don't see. I don't watch the news at all. I get sick.
Neither do I. So people email me this stuff in. So, normally Crabclaws, who's in the chat, my mate Jacko, and Lorraine email me this stuff in, and a few other people. They've set up a new board of peace, haven't they? Have you seen? Yeah. Have you heard of that? Have you seen the board members?
Incredible.
Have you seen the fucking board members?
Yeah, and but it's Blair, isn't it? How predictable was that?
I mean, yeah, I know.
Middle East peace envoy, the Tony Blair Foundation.
Rent boy. Middle East rent boy.
he is determined. And I always refer to Blair as syphilis. It's one of those things that people think have gone. He's never gone.
Got double meaning that as well. It looks like Sith, doesn't it, as well?
They're running out of things for him to do, aren't they? Yeah. And what if they just... He never left power. He stayed, I think, very much in power. And I think that is the man who's pulling the strings and running the show here.
Yeah. But I think, going back to what I was saying at the beginning, sort of segues into that, that his bloodline, what I've noticed with a lot of these bloodlines, and a lot of people say to me, well, loads of people are related. But the reason I played that video at the beginning, you probably didn't see it if you're having a few problems with your computers, but is the guy's called Tim Wallace Murphy, and he was a researcher and author into all things Roslyn Chapel and the Knights Templar and the Middle East and things like that. And he said it's not bloodline. It's bloodlines within bloodlines. That's how he described it.
Yes.
And he says you've got to be careful to say that it's just one bloodline. And it's not. It's sects of people who historically were together and they've followed their gene line all the way back through. And it's the first time I've heard it explained that. And that sort of sums up what I think these people are doing in power. The very same people whose forebears fought the Crusades and were Knights Templar or a part of that mix. A lot of them go back to a king called King Fulk V, who was buried in Jerusalem in a very special church there in Jerusalem. And apparently, if this is true, Jesus was buried very close as well. This is years after, obviously, the supposed happening of Jesus, whether you believe all that stuff. But it doesn't matter if we believe it or if it's true or not. They fucking believe it.
They do. They really do. Yeah. And I think that's where this sort of karmic retribution comes in. You know, they seem to want to show us everything because they genuinely think that they're going to meet their maker and they don't want to be accused of deceit. And so they can hand on heart say, we showed them everything. It's just some of them took it as fiction. You know, that's not on us. It's the poison apple analogy, isn't it? Yeah. You know, it's our responsibility to decipher. And but they don't give us much of a helping hand in doing that, do they?
They don't give us any warnings. They don't give us any. It's all done, like you say, you've got to decipher it all. It's not done in clean language or anything. And also, they spend billions then ridiculing it. But I think I did actually put some of the board members. Apparently, you've got the countries who are joining it have got to pay $1 billion into his new peace board of peace. I mean, it's Daily Mail, like, whatever that is meant to be.
Well, Dams, if you join, you don't get bombed. You're prepared not to get bombed.
Yeah. But some of these people here, right? Some of them have popped up in my research before. Most of these people here are either of a certain religious type, let's just say, right? Or have kissed the wall with a doily on the red, right? Or have pro that country's best interests at heart. Mm. And but yet they're the board of peace. And there's two boards. There's apparently, this is the board of the governing board of peace. Then there's the board of, I think it's that's it. The board of executive peace members of the Gaza executive board. A slightly different board, but there's one guy here. It's a prime example of who they are. This character, this Indian guy, Anjay Banga, and he is president of the World Bank, I think. He's a council on foreign relations, a trilateral commission, right? He was a board member of MasterCard. You know, all of these corporations. I think it was GSK as well. He was a board member of, and his brother also holds high end positions as well. So these people are just put on these panels to vote against everything we'd actually want to do.
Yeah, it's another, like you said, it's just another think tank, isn't it? The Trilateral Commission, you know, Council on Foreign Relations, World Economic Forum, Club of Rome, you know, it's the same people or relatives of the same people, but it's the same bloodline, I imagine, running through the entire lot.
But if we're supposed to live in a democracy where we vote in leaders of the world, why the hell do these lot get to do what they want to do all this stuff?
Because that is a democracy, though. You've give them free reign to do what they fucking want.
Mm.
Basically.
I mean, Tony Blair, who literally killed more than a million people in Iraq, who's responsible for it, directly responsible for it, gets to be in the peace envoy.
Mm.
But that obviously must be payment of some kind, you know?
Mm. And a piss take as well. It's taking the piss out of us, isn't it? What are you going to do about it?
Look at that guy there, Jared Kushner, is Donald Trump's son-in-law.
Yeah.
He's a creepy-looking effer, isn't he?
Yeah. You see this, somebody sent me this picture in. This is apparently somewhere in Russia. Whether it's real or not, I don't know. Snowstorms
in
Russia. And I think the other picture is even better. Now, are these real pictures? I don't know.
Apparently it's -25 in Poland. But it always is, I think, isn't it?
It's always that when there's a drought.
Mm. I don't know. I mean, that's probably possible in Russia. It might not even be that surprising to them. I think
some places in Russia are like -50 and -60, aren't they?
-25, imagine that, yeah.
Mm.
Whole country shut down. I mean, if it snows in London, when I lived in London, we used to see it really snow. I don't know if you did, Gary, when you were younger. You know, there'd be a massive snowdrift. You could dive in them and
you
all
could
sorts.
Jump out the bedroom window.
Yeah. When we moved to London, it snowed 2 inches and the whole train system had closed down. But yeah, in Russia, they go ploughing through it with a snowplow in front. Just an excuse to do nothing, isn't it?
Now, somebody must know somebody. Someone watching this, somebody out there must know someone who lives, you know, in Russia at least. You know, not necessarily.
Knows if that's real or not.
Yeah, because that would be interesting. I mean, it looks it, doesn't it? But
yeah,
it's interesting. I think the we're going to see some incredible weather, dramatic weather.
Mm. Do you think that were always going to happen, Guy? And they're trying to cover for it using climate change, etc. Do you think it was just part of, or do you think it's orchestrated? Tesla orchestrated?
Yeah, I think they're actually doing this. I think they've weaponized it. It's weather modification, isn't it? That's what I think. You know, fires, floods, everywhere is flooding. And
some of it's definitely orchestrated. I noticed that. I was saying to Dominic Vidal, did you see that in the news the other week with the sinkhole that opened up and swallowed those canal boats? Did you see it, Guy?
No.
It happened, like 3 or 4 boats went into this hole and they said it was a sinkhole, which you don't often get in England. But if you look closely, it was a riverbank. If you imagine, the canal's here, there's a riverbank here. The bank had broken here and gone into a field, causing, obviously, all the water to go out and these boats to get sucked into the hole.
Right.
So it wasn't a sinkhole at all. It was just bad management of the canal.
Yeah. It was structural failure.
Yeah. They just not maintained the canal wall, basically. But they said it were a sinkhole because that sounds more dramatic and more climate changey, doesn't it?
What did you see about the sign to be the age to be signed back up into the army has been raised to 65 years old? So, you know, you can be called back up now at 65. Did you hear about that?
No. Do what? Like proper dad's Amish style?
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it? And so I put a post up about it on Facebook, and I was saying, you know, it's every trick in the book now, isn't it? Because what that's doing is that's showing that we are desperately short-staffed in our, you know, in our armed forces. That makes us look weak, but actually might encourage people to sign up as well, that we're thinking about it, that they need us, they need our help. But it's also at the same time making people think there must be something big coming.
Yeah.
And also putting that
fear up, isn't it?
It's cranking that fear up. Cranks it up. But is it cranking up because they want us to be scared of war because it's imminent, a world war? Or is that because that's exactly what's going to happen and they're warning us? So we can be scared to death up until the point where it happens and then we fall to pieces. Easier to control, aren't we? We're more.
And also, they can bring laws in. They can have this pretend war, if you like, and bring emergency laws in that nobody
stay
ever
in place.
Never leave us. Yeah,
I just think.
Yeah, they never attract them, do they? They stay. Yeah, and they do that every time there's a major incident, don't they?
I think I'm going to buy a collection of flags, like a China flag, Russian flag, American, all of them. And I'll just fucking wave it to everyone, and whoever takes over, just wave it outside the house.
I tell you what, talking of waving flags, I'll wait till we get to Mirage. But this is another story. So global temperatures dipped in 2025. This is our friendly Mariana Minge.
Springbok.
Springlock, yeah. Dipped in 2025, but more heat records on the way, scientist warn. And that just shows a guy putting a fire out, for instance. And why can't they actually say that they actually said it was because of El Nino or something like that, the reason they dipped. But why can't they just say it were cooler, even though it were bollocks anyway? But
yeah, they're basically saying global warming stopped for a little bit in 2025.
Yeah,
it paused
because it got cold. But that one thing it did prove is they don't have total control, do they? Whether they can control the weather or not.
Do you remember years ago that we were told that most of Norfolk would be underwater by now?
Yeah,
they kept saying that, don't they? In the 90s, wasn't it?
Right. Well, do you know what? Whitby were going to be underwater because because it's a sandy.
It's corroding away. It's corroding away.
And they couldn't do anything about it. But there's still caravans there. And it's got nothing to do with the water. The beach has just got bigger. I remember seeing, I've got an interview somewhere saved. It was Theo Walcott pushing that when he played for Southampton. They're basically saying that Southampton Football Stadium could be underwater in 50 years' time. And they were interviewing this footballer and who's thick as a whale omelette. Saying, you know, oh, it'd be horrible if Southampton Football Club were under. And this one, like a mainstream, either Sky or BBC interview. So he's selling it to the young kids that there's a possibility that basically half the country could be flooded underwater.
Just turn into a swimming pool.
Yeah, a warm one.
But like we've said before, Dom, even if it does get warmer, we'll just deal with it and adapt, won't we? That's what humans do.
Yeah.
Don't need all this scaremongering.
But they do, don't they? That's exactly what they need.
Even if it did get 5 degrees,
we're not caring enough, are we? We're still going on holiday. And
you know what? You know what makes me laugh, right? Is how we believe this. We live in England; it's not that hot anywhere. But how Spain and Dubai and all these red hot countries and Greece and Italy, how have they managed all these years? If we go up 2 degrees, we're all screwed. Does no one think about that? A little piece of logic, a little slice of logic there.
And they seem to forget about, the medieval warm period, They forget about these periods of time that were actually warmer. But anyway, we showed a video the other week of Brian Cockend pulling a graph out of his pocket when he's interviewed, showing it that guy. And that's how they argue. It's like childish arguments that you'd have around like me and Chris used to have when we were 12. Yeah, sorry, we still do. So Rishi Sunak's got a new job. Obviously, it weren't enough sinking the UK into £500 billion worth of debt or having chairs. You know, Guy, don't you, that the investment company that he worked at were the first investors in Moderna.
Moderna, yeah. Yeah, I got took down from Facebook for saying that. Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, so he's got a new job, so he's happy. Mm. These are Chinese robo-police. Robo-cops coming, Chris. Your dream is happening.
Do they work, though, fine?
I haven't a fucking clue.
They're just wheeled out just for the... I mean... They don't look like they're doing much to that.
No. I'll tell you what, I found a few videos, you know, in my research where a lot of these people who are lifetime actors, Guy, I found a lot of them are having like their characters built when they're younger. A bit like even Winston Churchill, because he was apparently a hero of the Boer War and escaped from Boer captivity, and that was his story and all that nonsense. But in reality, he was just born at Blenheim Palace and he was brought up with a silver spoon in his butt. That's the one, yeah. So I've been finding videos of people who, like MPs before they became MPs, trying their hand at being like comedians and things like that. And I found one of Michael Gove.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh God, I heard him. Have you ever heard him rap?
Oh, yeah.
No, he hasn't rapped, has he? Oh, God.
Most television programs insult your intelligence. A stab in the dark is different. It's intelligent and insulting.
I bet he's had a few stabs
we're
in the dark.
We're opinionated, vitriolic, and poisonous. And that's only when we're being nice.
Stab in the dark, tomorrow at 10 past 11, on 4.
So charismatic, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear.
Does that mean... They just lined up for anything, and then they choose later on. Oh.
I think some of the when I do like in Tony Blair's instance, he had a comedy character called Captain Kink, which was meant to be a parody of Captain Kirk, which is a little bit odd. And he thought he was Mick Jagger as well.
Yeah, he was in a band, wasn't he?
Mm. So yeah. I think a lot of these guys. I mean, one thing you can't say is Michael Gove's funny. Even remotely funny. Tony Blair wasn't funny. But when you're reading articles about him, they're saying he was this charismatic, funny guy at school.
Mm.
Instead of this guy that got shit kicked out of him.
Yeah, and when he was old enough, became the Predator. We know what goes on there, don't we, in those schools. It's pretty grim.
Yeah.
Although, what did Jacob Rees-Mogg do? Because I'd imagine he still had a wet nurse while he was at school. So do you think they delivered it by courier? Or his nan went with him to school so he could be breastfed? Because I've got a feeling he's still breastfed now.
Yeah, I think so. You can see that stain down his chin.
those type of people, you know, they were definitely breastfed for a lot longer than we were.
Jeremy Streisand Hunt, whatever he were called. So somebody sent me this stuff. It's a new... So remember all them crisis management stuff that we found, Chris? You know, we were doing them like pretend war battles and stuff like that. This is another one. It's called Crisis Cast. And I'll just read this bit out here. It says, we simulate crisis incidents across multiple platforms, bullshit platforms, for emerging security needs in the UK, Middle East and worldwide. Our specialist teams... Many with security clearance are trained by behavioral psychologists and rigorously rehearsed in criminal and victim behavior to help police, the army, and emergency services, hospitals, schools, local authorities, government, private security firms, shopping centers, airports, big business, criminal justice departments, media, and the military.
Anywhere.
Basically, we will do anything. These are some of the things that they do. I mean, riots, what we've just been looking at in Iran, I mean, or anywhere in the world, there's been riots. So that they set up riots, film them, to like film quality as well. This lady, I've got a video of this lady, just to show that what we're actually doing. Hang on a minute.
What are we doing?
We're doing some training with people who work for a drug company who are being trained in how to deal with emergency situations, and they've found this great big pile up on the motorway, and we're all bleeding and screaming and reacting in various ways to the fact that we're in this dreadful situation, and they have to react accordingly, and they have to find out what's wrong with us. They have to check sort of our medical priority and react to any emotional, psychological situations that are happening. And then at some stage, with some of us, our condition is going to deteriorate, and they have to make a decision about whether to get us out of the car and off into an ambulance, or whether we can be...
So is that, that's not that much different from what Richard D. Hall were talking about. Well, it isn't, is it? Our role play actors are psychologically trained in criminal and victim behaviour.
And it's kind of that combined with AI.
Yeah.
We don't stand a chance, do we, of being able to put the news on?
No.
And believing absolutely anything, any of it. But of course, AI we believe to be relatively new. How long has this been going on?
Yeah,
this was going on. People claim there was that guy wearing that big hat, moose hat. Do you remember him? He was seen when Trump left office the first time.
Yeah.
And they started writing. They were all crisis actors, people were saying, and I managed to find one of them, and then found him available to hire. On a website back then. So it makes you wonder. And he was the one seen with the moose head. He's been seen in a few different kind of
didn't do a documentary about him that he'd gone to jail?
Trump apparently freed him.
Right.
Apparently.
I don't know who it was. It wasn't my quote, but I sort of remember at the time someone saying there were more high-quality, high-def photos of him than there were at them at their own wedding. Like he had a camera crew following him around, wasn't it? Mm.
There were some of their customers, Home Office. I mean, Ministry of Defence, you know.
CERN. What did CERN need him for? In case someone got tucked into hell.
I mean, I mean, going back to
EDF Energy.
Hell arriving.
Yeah.
EDF Energy is an interesting one.
Yeah.
I mean, everything there, Repton School. And where's that? In Dubai?
Dubai, yeah. It's odd, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bournemouth University.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, odd. Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, dear.
The news.
Dear.
Right.
No.
That picture's last year with his intelligent glasses on. that was really the World Economic Forum Crystal Awards of 2025.
Who is that, by the way? I mean, it says David Beckham.
Yeah, no, is it?
But the person I'm looking at, that is not David Beckham.
With his glue on air. I remember that from last year.
The face and everything.
Yeah.
It just looks different.
I think he's had so much work done, to be fair, guys.
He looks like Daniel LaRue.
But he's got George Michael's beard, the top right image.
Yeah.
He's borrowed the bottom half of his face.
Well, it's a dyed beard, isn't it? Because he's obviously going grey.
Yeah.
And he's got stick on air, which don't look right because it's a different colour to his beard. Normally, you've got ginger beard and dark hair, aren't you? You know? But I remember when he was saying, David Beckham warns girls are being held back. It's a girls. As he attends the Davos summit to be the voice of children. Now, that's via the UN, is that? I mean, you don't have to do much digging to know that the UN aren't the voice of children. Kidnappers, maybe, but not the voice. Illegal medical intervention perpetrators, but not the voice. And he's there again this year. And so is our friend, Mr. Trudeau.
Oh, dear. That's just comical, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, he can't find her attractive because she's the wrong sex.
You know what? I don't know if you know, Guy, I did a load of research on his background, and we did about 6 hours worth of presentation on him about his genealogy goes in. It's a mental genealogy as well. But his granddad, who was a Sinclair, he took him and his father, let me get this right, to an outpost somewhere very near the North Pole. And he viewed through a window and retold this story at some eulogy where he saw his father bent over dressed in red. And he's looking through a window into this barn on this island. I forgot the name of the island now. You know, one of them strange stories where you go, what? And it was obviously some kind of ritual ceremony that he was there at. Because have you heard Cathy O'Brien talk about Pierre Trudeau?
No.
For many years, she's talked about Pierre Trudeau being one of her MK Ultra. She was a sex slave to him, basically.
Right.
Nobody's ever sued her. Family's never mentioned it. She's written books about it. You would have thought that they'd have had her in court, put embargoes on the book or whatever.
Yeah, because that's a huge libel suit, isn't it?
I would have thought so. And now he's going out with someone else who looks very much MK Ultra'd.
Oh, absolutely. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Do you think she's a victim?
I would say so. But I'm not saying she is. I don't know. She might be a controller.
I think she sold her soul. I think that to get where she did, she would have sold her soul. Mm. You know, for that big contract to go, because I don't know if you've ever heard her live, but it's not fantastic. So, you know, you wouldn't. I don't believe she would naturally have progressed in the way that she has done, accelerated to that level without doing the deal. You know, and then you can see with Beckham, you know, that's what's happened there. He gets knighted. Now he's on the World Economic Forum stage, and this is someone that historically people have took the piss out of for not being the sharpest tool in the box. And there was that joke going on that he actually repeated himself, Beckham, saying it was the favourite joke he'd ever heard about him. And he sat in the barber's having his hair cut and he's got some headphones in. And the barber says to him, you need to take your headphones off. And he says, I can't. I've got to keep them on. He said, well, I can't cut your hair with them on. He says, I'll die if I take them off. He said, what is it you're listening to? And it says, breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. And now what's he doing? Now we've got to listen to him as some kind of mastermind that knows the answers to all of our problems. And it just shows you how desperate they are to drag younger people in to start listening to this crap that they regurgitate, which is ultimately about depopulation.
Yes.
And getting people that are current involved. I mean, that you know, Trudeau's gone from being someone that the majority of people in the world enthusiastically despise, is now with someone that a lot of people associate as being cool and, you know, refer to as a celebrity. There's nothing to celebrate about her whatsoever. Mm. And so you can see what they're doing, that they're kind of trying to target a different audience, one that doesn't engage normally in the political events of the world, and you've got to hand it to them, they're pulling out all the stops. I mean, what's next? You know, any minute now we'll be seeing Trump on a Joe Rogan podcast.
Oh.
It's just a game, isn't it?
It's theater, but she's been pushing people into that Zempec stuff and that Majaro or wherever it is as well. There's pictures of before and after of her. They're now calling it a Zempec face, Chris.
Yeah, no, I've watched lots of stuff on it. I got a bit obsessed. But the funny thing is, when you think about it, right, all these folk who are so-called stars or celebrities that people are supposed to aspire to, they don't look very happy, do they? Because if you take, for instance, Beckham, he's obviously had loads of work done, had a hair transplant, possibly a beard transplant. So he can't be very comfortable in his own skin, can he? But then people are listening to him. That's what I always find surprising. So you've got people who are just constantly modifying themselves, so they can't be very happy with themselves, but then people aspire to be like them. It's very odd.
I think it's self-loathing. I think that they actually despise themselves.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of them have had to do things that they know they shouldn't have done to get where they were. And I would hate, with the track record of people getting knighted here in Britain, I would hate to think what you have to have done to get knighted these days.
Yeah.
Blow sausage fingers off.
Well, they did the same, didn't they, when Princess Diana died? Yeah, blow a sausage off. Sausage fingers. But they did the same with Jerry Elliwell. Like Princess trip, Diana died, didn't they? She took over the landmine thing, didn't she?
Did
yeah.
she?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but like half interested.
But for the UN, you know, she was doing speeches at the UN, and she was talking about banning landmines and stuff like that. And I mean, again, I know a total talentless. She can't sing or anything. The worship of mediocrity, and they get you worshiping these people as though they're the best. Mm. You know, no matter who it might be, whether it's a medical expert or a Brian Cox type of character, or an MP. You know, and they've not actually done anything. I mean, what's Justin Trudeau done? What's he actually done?
Nothing.
That's what a parasite describes as well.
I found a relative of his was a, let me get this right, in New Orleans. She was a voodoo priestess. One of his ancestors, voodoo priestess in New Orleans. Let's put some weird juju on him.
Just a non-entity, innit?
So our mate Nigel Mirage is attending Davos as well with Katie and Trudeau and David Spray on Air.
So the alternative is just climbing into bed with the beast, basically.
Yeah, so he's being prepped, isn't he? He is being prepped. He's had his Bilderberg hotel meeting, and he's been accepted as next prime minister. Here's what he's going to do. He's about ego, so he'll want the position no matter what he's got to compromise on. He'll put out their agendas anyway, but you can see that this is all leading to him being the next prime minister. Mm. And of course, you know, we know they don't count our votes anyway. He is, like you quite rightly said earlier on, he's Trump.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crap British version.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. A crap British.
Is there a good version of Trump?
No, but not as. I think if we're going for a Golden Globe or an Oscar, Trump's going to win it, isn't he? And he might get best supporting actor in a few years' time.
Trump in a Burton suit with coffee teeth.
Yes, it is, isn't it? That is where he got it from as well.
Or he's got a next directory at home.
His suits have got a bit better recently.
Fantastic.
They're not as bad as they used to be. They used to look so polyester.
He didn't wear suits, did he? He very rarely, he wore a sports jacket and slacks, didn't he? And the slacks were ladies.
Because that was his image.
Feel that's a bit more told, confident. Yeah.
That's what they told him to wear at that point in time. Mm. And now he's sharpened up a bit with his ill matching. I mean, who'd put a fucking purple town with that shirt?
Yeah. Yeah. Someone who experienced some horrific scenes at school, I would say.
Well, I would say he's
while possibly, he was boarding.
These people have people telling him what to wear. So for some reason, you know, just to make him look slightly off kilter, there'll be a reason why he's wearing that, won't there?
Yeah. Yeah. Psychologically profiled.
Well, we've known for years. I mean, even going back years that they tell him what colour tie to everything like that. So he didn't just by chance go out in that horrible outfit.
No, no. Yeah,
maybe it's to make him look a bit more Batman villain. I don't know. A bit Joker-y, doesn't it?
I see that now. Yeah, turn the contrast up.
Yeah, he looks a bit Joker, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's a Joker.
Yeah, he is, isn't he? Yeah. And he's got the same smile, actually. It's just upside down.
This is what he said about Tony Blair in 2021. Farage wanted Tony Blair to be part of the government of all talents to implement the rapid increase in the Armspear programme. Farage said Blair does get things done. He commands respect. He's seriously bright.
What have you ever heard?
Respect.
I'm not just saying this to be a knob, right? But what have you actually ever heard Tony Blair say that makes you think, oh, yeah, good point? When he was in power or recently, when he comes out talking about digital IDs, you never hear these people say anything that gets you on side and thinks, yes.
We never hear anybody. The masses, your neighbours and everybody else. Oh, he sounds Nigel Mirage sounds all right. Yeah, he sounds like he's talking sense.
yeah. It's fantastic though that he says that he commands respect, and he is seriously bright. Mm. I mean, the first one is obviously a lie, isn't it? I mean, I can't think of anybody you could stop in the street that would say that they supported him or thought he was someone that you could look up to or admire. And seriously, Bright, that sounds like something you've been paid a lot of money to say. or someone says, I've got that unpleasant, nefarious act you got up to last night in that private men's club in that back room.
Yeah, we've got
this USB. This stick has got it on. Please say Tony is a seriously bright person, or this is going to be chucked in the post to your wife, or it'll go viral or whatever. That sounds like the sort of thing you'd say under duress, doesn't it?
Well, maybe he's, that's what he means by gets things done.
Yeah,
bring it funny
around the wrong way. Unless I say he is seriously bright, Blair will get things done.
Yeah, yeah. He's done me last night, so
yeah.
I can't.
Yeah, with all of the talent.
Why
don't we have an alternative who wasn't pro Jibiri Jibiri?
Anything?
Yeah, yeah. An actual alternative.
Have you seen that picture? This is a picture of him getting tapped, right? Mm. And I can't see a syringe or anything there.
Quick jab of saline solution.
Yeah.
I mean, thank God they're wearing those masks.
Yeah, I know. Imagine what they could be spreading there.
Yeah, I mean, at least she's got gloves on. I mean, you know, they're being cautious, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. Got masks on, no gloves.
Just put this mask on while I put this liquid in. Liquid that we don't know where
it is. Maybe she said, can you put that mask on, you ugly bastard? Cover your teeth up, for fuck's sake.
For breath.
It could be the breath. He could have, halitosis.
Yeah. put your mask on.
You don't know what's been in there, do you, frankly?
No, you don't know. Not if he thinks Tony Blair. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, a lot of these guys that are jumping ship to join Reform are part. Sounds like something that the elderly use, isn't it? I don't know, like a new bed or a mattress or something. Anyway, they're all funded by a supposed Mediterranean state. What I can't get my head around is why are all these politicians funded by Israel? What out of every country, and I know some have got links to other countries as well, I'm not just saying, but the majority of them, I think there's something like, I think somebody, 100, but this was a couple of years ago, I've got a couple of different readings, out of 134 Tories, 126 have had funding from pro-Israel lobby groups. How does that work? How can you say you're for the British people when you're getting paid by another country, regardless of what country it is? It doesn't just have to be Israel. It could be bloody Kuwait or Czechoslovakia. It's irrelevant. But
where are the groups getting their funding from?
Well,
I'd be interested to trace the paper trail, wouldn't it?
I've got a few of the paper trails, and some of them are like weapons companies and what have you. And I'm going to that much detail in this presentation.
I bet you would find if you did a lot of digging on the finances behind Israel, I bet that a lot of their money actually ultimately comes from weapons.
And not only that, it doesn't come from Israel.
Do you know when you think
it comes back around again, you know?
Yeah, full circle.
When they say funding from it, Is it money just siphoned in through that country just to come back?
I think that's exactly.
You know what I mean?
Because
every time you say Israel,
isn't it?
If you just changed it to, for instance, instead of Israel, Synagogue of Satan, it'd make more sense, wouldn't it? Do you know? It's not the country, is it? It's not the people. It's just it's been used as a thing to distribute cash around to people. Mm. I don't know. Is that the headquarters of the Synagogue
of
Satan?
Isn't it?
Hub's the best word about what.
Yeah, it's like the distribution center, isn't it? I said a moment ago, it's like the sorting hat, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, like they clean, yeah. like a money laundering, clean money cleaning system.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of things going through there, weaponry, money. I think probably trafficking.
Well, you think we fund it? We've been funding it.
Yes,
us in America have been funding it for all number of reasons, and then they fund it back and the funding parties over it. So it's just a big money laundering. Everyone makes a buck out of it. Cash situation, isn't it?
Yeah.
So these two guys, obviously, Zahawi and Rory Stewart at the side there. Rory Stewart was a Tory MP. He hadn't gone to reform. But what these two have got in common is that Zahawi was the chairman of a secret group called Le Cercle.
I remember.
Which was set up by French intelligence and British intelligence after World War II. And he was the chairman of it. And Rory Stewart was also the chairman of it pre-Zahawi, before Zahawi. And the next one down, actually, was Kwesi Crazy Eyes Kwarteng. He was the chairman of Le Cercle as well.
Yeah, guy. Sorry, Dom. I don't want to be rude to you, guy, but with a bit of a spray tan. I'm not being funny. Zahawi, guy. It's like you and Dom had a love child.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, I get it. I can see it. Yeah.
I can see it too. Yeah. That's really, really it doesn't seem, worrying.
He only seems to laugh, though, when he's handing out experimental medical procedures.
What's the guy on the right story?
Right, so the guy on the right story is his father. He's forget his first strange, name.
I'm not a fan of that guy.
Rory Stewart. Neither. He started a podcast up, you know, questioning the system. Yeah, but do you know, his father was the deputy head of MI6.
Yeah, because I had a very brief look at him, right? Because do you remember I always told you there was an MP who stood up? I don't know where it was. I can't find the footage. And he did this big long speech, and it was him. He's like a plum in his mouth, like, blah, 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 blah. And he's talking about the military, saying how fantastic the military is, and you know the heroic stuff that which fair enough. But then this military guy stood up. I don't know what he was. It was a long time ago. I saw this, and he stood up and he said, he kind of like insulted. Do you realize what you're saying? Do you realize what being in the military is? It's long periods of boredom. I remember this bit. He said, long periods of boredom interrupted by mass violence. And he's obviously never experienced anything like that, has he? And he's, do you know what I mean? And you just think, you've kind of got no right to, I don't know. He just looked like a stooge. He was set up as a politician, in fact, wasn't he?
Oh, 100%, Chris. I mean, his full name is something like Roderick James Nugent Rory Stewart, right? Mm. Went to alt-right schools, blah blah blah. But his dad, I'll share this screen. I'll just show you.
He's been like on the outer rim of politics forever, hasn't he?
Mm.
Yes. Yeah.
And he looks even stranger, doesn't he?
He ran for leadership. Yeah, he ran for leadership. Trying to get an image loaded up. Hang on a minute. Just get his. I think that's the right one. Is it bollocks? Sorry about that. Anyways, his dad was MI6's, basically, he was part of the secret intelligence service, and he ran like the Malayan area in World War II, but he became chief of secret intelligence service in MI6, did his dad. But when they stand in front of a podium or stand up in parliament, and people say, oh, he's a nice guy. Nobody knows their background of who they come from. And people talk about bloodlines not being real, but that's only one generation. That in 25 generations down. Mm. Like Zahawi's granddad was the governor of the Bank of Iraq. You know, these aren't multi-generational. These are only two or three generations back.
Yeah.
Mm.
And yet he says he came over here penniless in 1977 or whatever it was. I made the comment that he must have jumped ship or jumped dinghy, and he was basically a refugee. Now he's at Reform, who don't want illegal immigrants coming in. It's like what?
Weren't he selling t-shirts? Fight was that him?
He was selling t-shirts, like Warner Brothers t-shirts type of thing.
Yeah, t-shirt shop.
Yeah, with Jeffrey Archer.
That were it.
Jeffrey Archer bought into his company, and he was part of the Jeffrey Archer incubator, where he had a lot of five or six of the politicians who were during the 2020 were part of Jeffrey Archer's, anyway.
Like a mini World Economic Forum.
Yes.
Leaders of the future.
Yeah. Savvy's Jabed, he was one of them as well. There were a few of them. Interesting characters. And so even Reform, as people who were backing it or into it, that the that work behind the scenes that were in the intelligence operations. So if you're going to, anybody in the chat thinking they're voting from, want to vote reform and they're voting for change, beware.
That suit were a bit more curtains, wasn't it, actually, that one he had on there?
Yeah. We've done an hour, Guy, if you need to leg it, mate.
I think I'm all right for a minute.
It's like going, it's like going and calling
at that door.
Yeah, you see, it's like going and calling for Foggy. What's that so wide? Foggy coming out. No,
just apologize to your missus from
yeah,
us.
Apologize. Yeah. But
we can't
yeah.
help ourselves as lunatics, can we?
No, we can't help ourselves. But even this guy, you know, is it Richard Tice? Is it no?
Mm.
Is it Richard Tice?
Yeah, Richard Tice. Yeah.
Well, it's Kristen here. He kicked himself out.
Look where he's back.
You kicked yourself
oh,
out.
Oh, did I vanish?
Yeah.
You just keep deleting me.
No.
With my glasses off, that's actually Cliff Richard I'm looking at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cliff Richard. It is. He's wired for sound, isn't he?
Yeah. But even the new guy, apparently, Jenrick, you know, he's the same. He wanted to pull his donorships up and shows he's been given accommodation going to Israel to kiss the wall and stuff. But how many of these people are friends of Israel?
Mm.
Even that other guy who just jumped ship this week. He's getting shouted at. So before we go then, before we finish off, I'm going to play this video. Just look at the expression on this woman's face. I mean, they're all nuts. I'm not sticking up for any of them. But this is that, you know, that ice shooting in America where apparently shot that woman. Just look at this woman's eye. Can you see her eyes there, Chris?
She looks mad as fuck, doesn't she?
She does.
Yeah. Who's got on more eyeliner, him or her?
This was an act of domestic terrorism.
Having seen the video of
Are
you following ice? Have you looked into Greg Bovino?
No, I haven't, no. I haven't looked into any of it.
See if you can find a picture of Greg Bovino, the head. Who heads up ICE? I mean, some of the photos I've seen are Greg, obviously, and then Bovino. If you take a look at some of the images of him, and sometimes with with his little group, I see basically Nazi SS officers and I see stormtroopers.
Just a lot.
It just looks like World War II in Germany. The uniform he wears, not that one. If you keep scrolling, that you might find one of. Keep going.
Salute.
He does that quite a lot. There we go. There, you just went past.
Oh, with leather jacket
on. There you are on the right. So if you go up to red.
That one.
Yeah.
Is that him?
Yeah. Yep, that's him. Now, what do you see there?
Fucking hell. Couldn't be any more fascist if you wanted, or...
And it just... I mean, look at that.
Oh, wow. What's the badge on his arm?
That is their badge, their insignia. And there you can see, look, that what they're referring to there. Gruppenführer. I mean, they're giving the terminology just on that article there of where I'm coming from. I am seeing with that the rounding up of people that they don't want there, and they are brutal. I mean, they will literally beat the living shit.
I think hundreds have died in captivity, haven't they?
And during arrest, I mean, they literally are kicking the door in. They're not knocking; they kick it in, and they are beating people. They're going in, you know, with batons.
But the fact he's wearing that
a Nazi outfit,
Nazi-esque outfit. Wow. They're telling you what they're going to do. I mean, it could be a Mussolini outfit, couldn't it? It could be anyone.
Yes, it could. It's got regime's a fascist outfit. Yeah, and that's usually what you see him in. But if you can find there you go, people are making the reference there. It's...
I mean, why would you go for that look when you could wear, like, powder blue?
Exactly. I'm sort of looking into him at the moment. He's got this sort of sob story, I think, that it was sort of this rag to riches. But all I'm seeing there, the haircut as well.
Someone else had that same story.
He just needs a toothbrush, moustache.
Yes, he does, doesn't he? And but he's doing the same job, isn't he? If you think about it,
he's a stormtrooper.
He is, yeah.
And, brown and some shirt, of the, whatever.
Yeah. If you see him with some of the troops, then you know they're going out with gas masks on. Most of them are covering their faces. they'll hide. And there you go. There's one there. So if you stop and go up the one on the right hand, yeah, that one there, you'll see that the majority of them are hiding their faces a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And they'll say, well, that's because of what they do. Well, no, come on.
But even, but even him in that outfit and all this, all these photo opportunities of him, he probably didn't do anything. He's probably just a photo opportunity piece of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But there's something about him. I'm digging. Because the narrative is that, you know, he was this poor little kid, was never going to amount to anything. And look at him now. You know, and that obviously won't be the truth, will it? It never is. But gas masks on. Why isn't he wearing his, but they are theirs? Why are they covering their faces, but he doesn't cover his? There's a lot more to this, I think.
Why do you need a gas mask to drag someone out of a bloody takeaway in America?
Yeah.
Well, what Trump's basically done is superseded the FBI, police forces in America, and come up with his own stormtroopers, hasn't he?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, he has. He's done exactly that.
But look at any fascist movement when they do something like this. The people are behind it, aren't they?
Yeah.
And it's the same thing, isn't it? They've been convinced that this is all right.
Yeah, and there will be people, like you quite rightly said, that there'll be people that are so proud of what he's achieved and that he's doing this incredible job, and he's going to keep the border safe, and, you know, and anyone that shouldn't be there is going to be kicked out because crime, they'll blame them for everything, you know. It won't be the kids that haven't eaten for, you know, 2 months that have just managed to get across the border, and it will be that they're all here doing nefarious things, that or we're sticking them in expensive hotels while we're waiting to deport them and process them and all of that kind of thing. They'll think this man is the savior, but actually what they're doing is brutality, it's violence, it's fear. And it's one step closer to, you know, what
totalitarianism.
And what played out in Germany. You kind of see
these things were never started by one or two folk, are they? You need the whole populace behind you.
But the strange thing is that gear he's got on. If that were a North Korean wearing that, right? They'd say, "Oh, look at this dictator or whatever, you know, evil army general who's going around murdering people and kidnapping them off streets." That's what they were doing in Argentina in the 70s. That's what they were doing in Pol Pot's regime and Idi Amin's regime. Mm.
We're just seeing it again, aren't we? It's just the beginning of the same thing.
And I bet you'll find out that Hugo Boss designed that one as well.
It's a very nice looking jacket, to be fair. You
know? It is, actually, isn't it? I'm sure it's lovely and warm. I'm going to have to love you and leave you now. Yeah.
Let me play this video before you go, because it's only a minute long.
It's amazing what you look like after you've been awake for 48 hours on amphetamines, isn't it?
But that woman she reminds me of that character, that lady off V. Can you remember that?
Good eyes.
Oh.
She reminds me of her. And all of these people are fucking insane. And so you've got, obviously, J.D. Vance and her, who are Republicans, and you've got the other two that are Democrats, and they're all mad.
They're all mad.
Yeah, listen to this.
This was an act of domestic terrorism.
Having seen the video, that is bull.
It's a tragedy of the making of the far left.
It's unprecedented that we have the federal government's already determined exactly what's happened here and the motives of an individual that we don't even know the name. They don't know the name.
This vehicle was used to hit this officer. It was used as a weapon, and the officer feels as though his life was in jeopardy.
This was an agent recklessly using power that resulted in somebody dying.
She was there to engage in obstruction of a legitimate law enforcement operation.
So we killed
her. Used inflammatory terms of what happened.
Do you think?
I asked us to find the answers. The only way we find the answers is a thorough investigation.
To ICE, out of Minneapolis. Your stated reason for being in this city is to create some kind of safety, and you are doing exactly the opposite.
Our ICE officers should be supported in doing their job. You're trying to actually marshal the far left lunatic fringe to engage in doxing.
We do not need any further help from the federal government.
That woman's face doing sign language.
Is that a woman or a bloke? I couldn't work out.
Who knows? It just seems like more pantomime.
I tell you what is strange.
It's like Matt Lucas from here.
I tell you what is strange, that you've got the Trump dynamic where he's willing to drag people off streets and blame the left dynamic for causing the problem in the first place. So what they'll do is they'll have another group. I hear that California's governor, bloody, what they call him, Newsom. He's going to be the new Democratic leader. So that lying bastard then will get into power, no doubt, right? Just like coffee teeth in our country will get into power. And the same cycle will start again. He'll disband ICE. He'll turn it all down. It'll all become woke again. And then somebody else will get in and fight against that next time. It's like, it's fucking insane. It's absolutely
Either that fact, or they are going for full-on fascism. I don't know.
You don't think that Trump is the last president? You can see the Ingersoll Lockwood novel playing out.
I don't know. Well, maybe. It could be. Yeah.
Because I think he'll be in for another term. I think he's going to change the rules. And yeah. I think it'll go to his daughter and think ultimately it'll be Barron. I can see him changing.
Because Barron Nephilim. Doesn't,
Nephilim.
Because he doesn't give a shit, does he? He doesn't care. I mean, look at what with Venezuela, and I'm sure there are people out there that say it was a good thing that there are a lot of civilians that are now safer because of it. And I understand that, and that's fantastic. But it's probably bollocks as well.
Yeah.
And I think if you look, he bypassed everything, didn't he? It didn't go to Congress. It didn't go, you know, no one authorized this. He did it on his own back.
You just
doesn't
the same,
care about the rules.
The same bullshit rhetoric, aren't you? Iran murdering.
I don't know what happened there.
Oh, what's going on?
I don't know.
We're talking then. About Trump.
Sorry, anyway, that's a good pointer for us to say bye to Guy, seeing as we don't want him getting divorced or up like that on our behalf.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
He keeps looking quite concerned over his right there.
Yeah.
You've been looked at.
No, she's in the kitchen. Yeah, so
I can't hear anything. No pots and pans banging around or like that.
Hear any knife sharpening.
No sharpening of knives or. Till next time, mate. We'll have to do it again.
Yeah,
enjoy.
Yeah, thank you. Nice one, thank you. Yeah, it's nice to see you too. Bye.
Easy, mate.
See you later,
mate.
Bye.
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 And that's just about it, Chris. Slides have done. Hopefully, Guy makes it out alive.
One thing, did I say this? I can't remember if I said this on air. I think I told you off air the other day, just as a conversation while we're on here. You know, because we were on about kids with iPads and stuff, and I was saying I bought my nipper a tablet for her 7th birthday. Da, da, da. Anyway, she started going on it too much, and it was worrying me a little bit. So the other day, we were on about it, I think, on one of the live shows. So I said to her, I was explaining, this was about a month ago, I was explaining, you know, that your brain's still developing and using it too much and relying on it, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, after I explained to her, she put it down for like 3 or 4 days and didn't use it. And I said, oh, have you done? She kept saying, I ain't used my tablet. Da, 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 da. And I said, oh, did you do that after because of what I said to you? And she said, no, I just forgot about it. Because she was refusing to admit I had any influence on her. But I went, all right. And I thought, fair enough, let her have that. And she's quite happy for her to... you know, cut me out of the equation.
Equation,
if you like.
Yeah.
But So what point is I having a conversation with kids about it and the pros and cons of it, because it's all right us telling them not what to do and don't do this and that, but we all do it. So we become hypocrites then, don't we?
Yeah. One thing I will say, can you remember that we were talking about the Shillionaire thing last week?
Yeah, I saw that email.
You see the email? Yeah, that was actually, so just to let you know, that was somebody who were pissed and put a 1-star rating and Chris got
by accident. It was a joke, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was Lance came up with the Shillionaire.
Yeah.
Obviously. Who else would come up with such a good line? Yeah. Mm. Also, mentioned last about the company ID avoidance. It wasn't me that said that. It was somebody in the chat. I asked them to email me, but they haven't. People have been emailing in saying, you said he could get around. I never said that. it was somebody in the chat that said that, about that. Also, a mate of ours who actually works in a graveyard, a burial site.
Oh, do you mean that?
Yeah, you're going to say the name. But it won't actually mind, Ross. But he's put some figures together from about 1881 to 2025. But I want to present it in a way
properly.
Properly. rather than just going, this has happened. At that point, I won't mention his name, Chris.
You mentioned his name, I never said anything. Patch, I cycled home really quick to do this.
Oh, I really feel sorry for you. Do you remember when I spent hours setting all PowerPoint presentation up and you were late?
I was working, then I went out for a bit, didn't I? Child and missus.
All right, then, that's it. We will, this episode 266, we will record part two during the week at some point. Probably the last live one we do for a few weeks, I would have thought. Probably revert back. We don't want to do them all the time, otherwise everyone will get bored of it. All right, then.
Yep.
Remember, this time next week, we'll be shillionaires.
Bye. See you, everyone. Bye.